Well, I want to say thank you to everyone who's taken part this morning. This morning just didn't happen by itself. Obviously, there was a lot of practicing new songs. People were practicing readings. People were practicing all that they were going to do. And I want to say a big, sincere thank you for all that has happened this morning. And I trust everyone has been enjoying the service. And we trust you'll continue to listen. I'm not going to speak too long today. And the congregation say, well, that's good. But we trust that as we listen today, that we'll also learn from God's word. And this morning, my focus, my attention is upon the children, the young people. So if you're here today as a visitor and you think, well, you know, didn't preach very well, well, we'll come back next week or come back the next week or come back the next week. Come back and hear maybe what preaching's really like. And maybe you don't have a church connection. Maybe you're here. Your children are here. We're glad to have them here. Maybe you're not affiliated with any church. We would love to see you coming and joining with us here in Trinity. And we trust that you would feel the warmth of God's people today. Earlier, we read some words from the Bible, from Matthew's Gospel, words which the Lord Jesus spoke, words which he spoke about worry. Worry. He was telling us not to worry about things. I think Stephen Wright read that story that many of you maybe have known well, the story of Mr. Worry. Of course, it's only a story. God's word is what we're really thinking about today. And Mr. Worry was worried about so many, many things. But I wonder what about birds? I wonder, do birds ever worry? We worry about things. We worry about things in school, worry about how our friends might think about how her looks, or we might worry about, you know, have I got my homework done? All these things that we times worry about. But I wonder what about birds? Well, I'm going to tell you another story this morning. And as we listen to the story, I want you to listen really well, because I'll be looking for maybe some answers after the story. So you pin back your ears and listen well. I want you to see if you can spot who in the story is really worried and who in the story wasn't worried at all. Okay? So listen, find out who was worried and who wasn't worried at all. Our story today is about Bob the bird. And one day, Bob the bird went to visit his friends. And first he flew to the farm to see Kevin the quail. "Come and see the farmer," said Kevin. "You won't believe it. He has sown his crops. Every day he worries. But what if it doesn't rain?" He obviously wasn't the farmer in the huckle. "What if it doesn't rain? What if the plants don't grow? What if I don't make enough money for my family?" Sounds again like the story we read earlier, Mr. Worry, doesn't it? This poor man, well, doesn't he have a father in heaven like the one who cares for the birds? Bob said goodbye to Kevin, and he flew into town to meet Penelope the pigeon. Here's the next bird. Penelope the pigeon. "Come and see the butcher," said Penelope. "You won't believe it." And on they flew. "Here's the butcher. He says all his sausages are all beef, but I've been watching him, and he fills them half with sawdust." Now, he's certainly not the butcher in the village, just in case you're thinking that. He's certainly not Derek Allen. He's a good butcher. "But every day he worries. He worries, if I don't cut corners, I'll go broke. If I go broke, I'll lose my shop. And if I lose my shop, I'll lose my reputation as a respectable businessman." Who does this sound like again? Mr. Worry. He's worrying again, isn't he? He's worrying again. Poor man. Doesn't he realize we have a Father in heaven like the one who cares for the birds? It was getting late, so Bob said goodbye to Penelope, and he flew off again. And this time he flew off to visit his old friend, Ozzy the Owl. come and look at this, said Ozzy. You won't believe it. This lady does an honest day's work, and then she stays up every night worrying. What if the prices go up? What if my wages go down? What if I fall asleep and someone breaks in and steals my money? Who does it sound like? Mr. Worry again. Doesn't she have a father in heaven like the one who cares for the birds? The very next day, Bob saw a crowd of worried people. He felt sad as he looked at all these people because they didn't seem to have a father in heaven who cared for them. But right in the middle of the crowd, there was one man who looked happy. Don't worry about your life, he said. Don't worry about having something to eat or wear. Life is more than food or clothes. Look at the birds of the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't even store grain in barns. Yet your Father in heaven feeds them. Hooray, said Bob. At last, he had found the answer to his question, because at last he discovered that people do have a Father in heaven who cares for them. But then he thought, if only they would believe it. The story of Bob the bird. Hope you have been listening well. As you listen, can you think, who was worried in this story? Who was worried? There's a number of people who were worried. Who was worried? Yes, Master, tell. The people were worried. What sort of people were worried? Who was in the story? The butcher was worried, good. The farmer was worried, and there was the woman who was worried about prices going up and her wages going down. All these people who were worried, and what sort of things else were they worried about? I'll give you some of the answers. What else were they worried about? What was the farmer worried about? The rain didn't come. Remember I said he wasn't from Mahakal. What else were they maybe worried about? Worried about the prices going up. That's right. All these different worries, worried about their business going out. The butcher was worried about what would everybody think if he lost his business. And the truth is, as we gather in this meeting house today, there are things that can make us worry. There are things that we can worry about, and there are things that are in life that are difficult to manage. There are things that obviously cause us to worry. But we're reminded in our Bible reading today that we do have a Father in heaven who cares for us. We do have one who wants to share those worries with him. He wants us to bring those to him. And I want to remind the children today, the young people today, adults today, maybe you've come in here today even with something you're worried about. Maybe you're worried about something, even going back to school this tomorrow. I'm not sure. But I want to remind you today that God cares for you. God cares for every single person in this meeting house today. How do I know that? I know that because God's word would tell me that. The Bible tells me so many things about God, and I trust you'll take time to begin to read those things for yourself and learn more and more about the Lord Jesus. And in John chapter 3 and verse 16, it tells a wonderful thing. Tells us that God loved you and 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 me. He loved us so much that he gave his one and only son. That's how much God cares for you. No one else would care for us like that. He cares for us in an amazing way, that he gave his very best. He gave his only son. Some of you maybe have brothers, and you'd probably be happy to give them away. But you see, God only had one son, and yet he was willing to give that son for you and for me. And the Lord Jesus was willing that come down into this world. He never sinned. I have sinned. You have sinned. You may be thinking, how do you know that? Because the Bible says we have all sinned. We have all sinned. We all go our own ways in life. And yet Jesus came down. He lived a perfect life. And yet at the end of that life, he was willing to die on the cross so that we could be forgiven of our sin. And he's the one then that can come into your lives, can change your lives, can turn our lives around. And he's the one that can help us with all the worries that we face. There's a beautiful promise tucked in nearly at the back of the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Here's what it says. It says, cast all your care, all your worries on him, because he cares for you. That's how much God cares for you. And it's a lovely picture today. God wants us to bring all our cares to him. And you remember the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem on the donkey. Do you remember that story from Palm Sunday? What happened when Jesus was coming in on the donkey? What did the people do? What did the people do? Brilliant. They cast their clothes on the ground. They were throwing their cloaks down. And this is the same word, cast all your worries. And when the people threw their cloaks down, they were to leave them there, and the donkey went over it. And here's the thing that we need to grasp today, that when we have worries, we need to cast them all in Jesus and then do what? Can you work it out? Can you work it out? When we cast them all in Jesus, here's what most people do. They cast them on Jesus and then they pick them back up again. No, it's like the cloaks on the ground. We are to cast them all on Jesus and we are to leave them there. Have you got a worry today? Is your heart heavy and crushed about something? Cast it all on the one who cares for you. He loves you today. And if you don't know that love in a personal way, then come and know that love. Come and know that personal touch that Jesus can bring into your life. And know the one the children were singing earlier about, bigger than me. And in that song, they sang, you're strong, strong, stronger than all the storms. Some of you here today, I don't know you. I'd love to get to know you. I'd love to get to know you better. Maybe you've come through these doors today and there's a big, strong, strong storm brewing in your life, brewing in your family. Maybe there's a situation you think, I don't know how this is going to work out. May you lean on the one who cares for you. This one who even cares for the birds in the air. He wants to care for you. He wants to meet with you. He wants for you to cast it all upon him and know him in a personal way. That's our prayer for these children, these young people, for every adult here today, that you would know the help of God in your life this day and in the days ahead. May it be so for the glory of God. Let's pray together.